Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. This is brought to you by Healing Every Day, which releases this month. Super exciting. And it's my heart on the page of the healing journey from the book of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. So you'll get the whole counsel of Scripture in one book, but in a kind of bite-sized, simple way to take a 90-day healing journey. I'm really excited for this. And, you know, if you would just be so kind and gracious as to pray for this book, that it would get into the hands of those who really need it, and we could start a healing revolution and revelation around the world because of this book. And so thank you in advance for praying for that and for that release. Once a book is releasing, I actually don't really make much money or any, so I'm not asking you to pray for my magnanimous fame or anything like that. It's for impact, so thank you for that. Today's verse is James 5:16, and this is in the New American Standard Version of the Bible. It says this: "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this simple verse. It's so simple, but so often we neglect it. We are called to confess our sins to one another, not in isolation. We see this also in other places where we're told to confess our sins, and it's the plural, our sins, and it is meant to be confessed in community. And so, Lord, give us the boldness and the bravery to be frank and honest with people about what we're struggling with. So much of my healing has come in that circle of honesty and authenticity and willingness, even though it was hard, to kind of throw myself under the bus in front of someone else. That's humbling. It's painful. It's hard to admit my sins to a friend, but in that circle of friendship is when healing has happened. I've also found, Lord, that when I let things out into the light of day, the enemy no longer has a stronghold over me, because I no longer can be tortured inside my mind about it, because it's been let out into the glorious free air of your presence. And so I pray for my friends listening today that if there's a sin or a group of sins that they need to confess, I pray you would show them specifically right now in their mind who they should confess that to. And I pray that that person that they would confess it to would be a prayer warrior, would dare to listen with empathy and compassion, and then pray for my friend. We know that healing comes in the circle of prayer. We also know healing comes in other ways, through counseling, through medication, and all these other ways that you have provided for us to become well. But Lord, I know that there's power in being prayed for. And so, Lord, would you send to my friend today another person who would pray for them? And Lord, if maybe they're saying, yeah, but there's no one in my life who would pray for me, Lord, let me be that prayer person right now in this moment. I pray that you would set them free from what haunts them. I pray that they would find solace in your word. I pray that they would be set free from the tormenting thoughts, in Jesus' name. I pray that their desire to sin would be cut in half or cut all the way down at the knees, and that they would instead have a longing and a desire to worship you and love you and honor you with their lives. I pray that they would realize that you are better and greater than any idol they could chase. And I pray you would tear down their idols. I pray you would tear down my idols in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray too that you would accomplish much in our healing. And as we are worrying about the fact that we're not farther along than we thought, or maybe we've heard other people say, well, you should just get over that, and why are you still struggling? Lord, help us to be content in where we are and not to hit ourselves over the head for what we perceive as a lack of growth. But also, I pray you would move the dial a little bit, and that we would move a little bit farther along on that healing journey. I pray all of this in your beautiful, powerful name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a huge blessing to me, and I'm, again, really humbled that you would listen. If you'd like to support the podcast and just keep it on the air, you can go to Patreon, that's patreon.com/PrayEveryDay. All the patrons that are supporting Pray Every Day, I just thank you so much for doing that. That empowers this podcast to continue on, and so I'm grateful. Have an amazing day, and I pray you be set free today in a new way.